T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some of the things that can open up as of this week, and I think just about everybody I know is rather excited about the fact that officially fitness centers, gyms, Pure Bar, places like the CrossFit can all kind of reopen. Completely different world.
Yeah.
We're talking to Ann McNamara, who is the owner of Pure Bar in Newburyport in Portsmouth. You know Ann, so, because you go and you train there as well, right?
Hi, Ann.
Hi, we're looking forward to seeing you.
I know. I'm going back tomorrow. It'll be my first time, and I'm...
Have you been working out?
No, of course I haven't.
I want to go and just watch from the window.
No, I did some of the online classes, but I have to say, I really enjoy being in the studio, so I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody. But it's going to be a little different, right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things, and we still have the live classes too, which has been really interesting and fun, but there'll be taped squares, so you have to stay in your square, and you keep all of your belongings in your square, and in Massachusetts, you have to be 14 feet apart in the class.
Okay.
Wow.
So every part of the square has to be 14 feet away from every part of every other square in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to wear masks in, so it's been a lot of learning. It's been interesting.
Hey, I want to ask about masks during the workout. So you wear masks from your car into the building, into your square, and then you can take your mask off?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, so I have two studios, one's in New Hampshire, one's in Massachusetts, and it's funny because the rules are very different.
Mm-hmm.
But in Massachusetts, they do, if you're not wearing the mask in the studio, you have to stay 14 feet apart, and they want that for all group fitness. Now, if you're at a larger gym, it's a little bit different, and you can kind of wear your mask. It might not be as rigorous. So it kind of depends on what type of fitness center you are based on the distance and when you have to wear the mask.
Wow. Yeah, and I know, too, there's a lot of equipment with bar. You know, you have a ball and you have your resistance bands and all of that. So are those going to be sanitized between class? Like, how does that all work?
Yeah, so the state of Massachusetts also has, you have to have a certain amount of time after the class to make sure you can do all the proper cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But they're recommending, and I sold all the equipment when we went into the quarantine. I looked at the forecast of all this, and I said, we're not going to be needing this for a while, and I think these people at home might put it to better use.
Yeah.
So anyone who bought the equipment that's insured by us, we're welcoming them to bring it in to kind of limit the number of touches on our shared equipment.
Got it. I don't think you're alone there. The gym that I go to has, all that stuff. And when the shutdown happened, they sort of rented this stuff out, and then they just said, well, just keep this, And now that you have it, if you're inclined to and you're able to transport it, like a dumbbell or a barbell or something like that, you can transport it back for the class.
Mm-hmm.
You, as you say, limit the number of times people touch your gear, which is good for everybody.
And it's so important to get back into it, too, because I don't know what you guys did during quarantine, but it was a real mental roller coaster for myself and for a lot of people, and I just couldn't wait to get the guidelines and just be able to apply them and get people back into a healthy routine, because I think that's, on the one end of the spectrum, we have to protect everyone as much as we can from COVID. And then the other end of the spectrum, we really need people to be working out for their mental and physical health.
Yeah.
And how can we balance that and still do our job and provide that service to people?
What's been the vibe in the studio when the people come back? Do you feel like everybody is ready and feels really comfortable coming back? I know when I went online to register for classes, a lot of them already had wait lists. So I'm assuming that people feel comfortable.
Yes. So, and we're taking all the precautions, and we sent out a long email explaining, what to bring, what to do, what to expect when you get there, and for the members and the staff. But most people coming in they honestly almost shriek when they come in. They're so happy to be there.
Yeah.
Someone said yesterday, this makes me feel so normal again, and they've been missing that. And then we've seen in New Hampshire, because New Hampshire's been open about a month now. And we've seen there that at first people were a little bit hesitant to kind of not just go to the gym, but go outside at all or go into any public setting. And then as they kind of see their friends do it or hear about the protocols, and then they kind of get brave and eventually get more and more people coming out. But to be honest, I thought people in Massachusetts would be a lot more hesitant. And I think they've just been in the quarantine for so much longer than other states. They're right. Really ready to get out and be active.
People need stuff to do. And I have one last question, because I know I would love to be able to witness this first day back for Sue.
Oh, no.
There's usually a lot of touching, right? Like, you have to always fix kind of and maneuver people.
Especially
in the
me.
Class.
Correcting.
So there won't be any of that. So you're going to have to use some real descriptive words, I imagine, to correct when people's positions are out of place or something, right?
We're still watching, Sue, remember. So the teachers will also stay out of your box as well, the taped-off square. And they have learned how to teach an entirely different way. And in so many ways, we've had to innovate because we were forced to.
Yeah.
And when we went to the live stream, they had to describe it because now you're at home. So they've gotten really good at describing what we used to do physically.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one day we hope that we can, you know, adjust people again and adjust the postures, because that's what we were
no,
so
And
good
no one's
at,
gonna but... be able to describe what I'm doing physically. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Well, I wanna add two
you
things.
You in the corner, just get out.
I think it's awesome that, and you referenced this a second ago. You talk about like the social thing or the community of being back at the gym with the people. Like if you're in 11:30 class and you see your friends from the 11:30 class, there's some, and also there's accountability. If you're a person like me that needs a reason, I can find all kinds of reasons to skip the workout. But if you know that there's people there mm-hmm. that you're going to see, whether it's online or you're going to see them in person, mm-hmm. that is sometimes can encourage me to go ahead and make it to the gym and make the class.
Yeah, and we're not meant to be alone, right? If you go back to the beginning of time, no one ever worked out or moved or did anything alone. So we're meant to be in community, and you can feel it when people come back in. And speaking to at-home motivation, I have people who said, you know, I did the live stream for a month or two, but then I kind of trailed off. And
yeah.
It's that motivation from the peer pressure almost, and then
right.
also from the...
We wish you well. Ann McNamara is the owner of Pure Bar there in Newburyport in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. One favor, take it easy on Sue today. She's got to finish out the work week, and we don't want you to...
Record the live stream. I want to see it.
No,
recording.
I think there are privacy concerns. No cameras. No cameras anywhere.
Be easy on me, Ann.
Take it easy on her. We need you to work through the week.
Okay.
Ann McNamara, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate checking in. And continued success. Good luck with the reopening. And
thanks, you guys.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.